prisons are obviously built to keep people in, but they also keep a lot of us out, so we don't really know what's happening inside California's prison system. Inmate Richard Gilliam occasionally writes to tell us what's happening behind bars. He's currently serving time at the California Men's Colony. Chris Hoff reads from Richard's dispatch.
Even now, we tend to believe our elected officials when they tell us something, even though time after time the statements they make turn out to be inaccurate, misleading, or downright false. We believe them because we want to be right about the people we choose to lead us. If they are untruthful or dishonest, what does that say about the choices we make? But politicians do color the truth. Therefore, as an eyewitness to the facts, I feel compelled to offer my version of the truth after reading an LA Times article entitled, "Brown Says State's Prison Crises Over." The governor's comments were occasioned by a federal court deadline mandating that the state submit its plan for reducing California's prison population to a maximum of 137.5% of design capacity, which translates to approximately 110,000 prisoners system-wide. Governor Brown wants the state to regain control of prisoner health care, which, quote, has been under federal control since 2005, unquote, as the Times article reported. The governor contends that improvements made to prisoner health care are more than sufficient to pass constitutional muster, even though the state has not met the court's population reduction targets. Well, let me offer up an honest appraisal. One of my contemporaries, Gerald Jay, is serving a lengthy sentence for burglary, driven by an addiction to drugs. He's middle-aged, overweight, and diabetic. Approximately 8 months ago, after a routine diagnostic blood test, Gerald was told his enzyme count was suspiciously elevated. He saw a prison urologist for more tests and was told he should get the results back within a week. It took 6 months for Gerald to learn he had prostate cancer. It's been approximately 9 months since he received the diagnosis, and he has yet to begin treatment. While the days and weeks tick by and the cancer grows, he's forced to wait until prison doctors decide to act. Ironically, during the same period, it was announced that Governor Brown discovered he had contracted prostate cancer. I just read in a sidebar article to the prison healthcare report that the governor has completed a 6-week course of radiation treatment for his cancer. Gerald has yet to begin any treatment whatsoever, and has no choice but to wait for prison doctors to do something. I realize Gerald's health, or that of any prisoner, may not be as important as a governor's, but it matters to him and to those that care about him. Without the federal court or somebody to maintain oversight of prison health care, I believe the words of Gene Woodford, former warden at San Quentin and past head of the California Department of Corrections, will be prophetic. She stated, "Without court oversight, resources tend to get taken away." Is prison health care better than it was a few years ago? Absolutely. Is it still slow and inefficient? Yes. The reality is that as long as there is a lack of money to satisfy everybody, the powerless and disenfranchised will suffer the most. Thank God there are people that believe that all human life is worth preserving, because many of our elected officials believe spending money for prisoner health care is pouring dollars, quote, down the rat hole of incarceration, unquote. Governor Brown says so it must be true, right?